Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael back here live on 104.3 FM, Frank Talk Radio. We're going to talk frankly, and we're listening right now to Leon Weinstein. Leon Weinstein, he's got some profound things to say. This is an just incredibly important for you to hear. You're going to be able to hear it again after this broadcast. I'm going to be posting it. It's going to take me a couple hours to get all the audio straightened out. But we're going to have it online at my website at faithfreedoms.org. Soon we'll have the davidallencarmichael.com, .net, .org, all that connected to our other website. So they all link to the same place. So if you forget which website you're supposed to do, you can kind of punch some things in and probably nail it. So let's hear again Leon Weinstein, and then right as he closes, I'm going to be making some comments, and we'll be coming back on another segment. Here's some things he's going to say, and we'll have some things to say. And, of course, then you can give us a call. We'll give you the number later. Let's tune in and listen again to Leon Weinstein. What's something that people, I thought, should go up, almost up in arms over, it was the acquisition of Chrysler. It's now Chrysler, LLC, Limited Liability Corp, which is just sort of a piece of paperwork. They're still jostling around and haven't figured out quite how that operates in law yet, but it'll all work out in the long run. What they did is they gave over 50% of the industrial complex, the infrastructure of Chrysler, over to Fiat by Fiat with no investment whatsoever. They just handed over to a foreign entity and then gave a portion of kept to the U.S. government, who owns it, and then decided who to give it to, and then kind of appeased United Auto Workers with 30%, which is essentially a socialist group. You know, they've got some affiliation with capitalism, or they couldn't eat.
Right.
That is such a screaming example. It's completely lawless. It's completely outside the purpose and function of government. It's outside the boundaries of the Constitution. It's just completely extra-governmental. Make some comments on that situation. I'm sure you're aware of that.
The biggest, everything is the biggest.
Yes.
One of the biggest problems is that in the United States, if you play blackjack, you knew that 21 wins every time. So the rules of the game were set. In Soviet Russia, you played with the government hold the cards, and not only that they gave you whatever cards they wanted to give, they also every time changed the rules, and the blackjack was one day 20, another day 37, another 11, whatever they had or whatever they wanted to have. The most terrible thing that happens right now in the United States of America, the rules of the game changed according to what the government wants. Once we had a constitution, and we can fight, and if we will prove that this is not constitutional, we would win. That's one side would win. Right now, in so many instances, government does whatever they want to do and proclaims that this is the rule, that it's becoming scary.
I'm going to remind our audience, listen, Leon Weinstein, he's got an adventure book that is incredibly intended to be incredibly educational, even for young people, so they can understand concepts by remembering a story, something that'll stick in their mind. It's called Looking for Hugh. That's the big adventure. Looking for Hugh, the Capitalist Guidebook. The Capitalist Guidebook. And I appreciate you doing that and even giving us time today to talk about this thing. As we just talked about the Chrysler acquisition or strange upheaval that happened, and we're observing, for instance, giving Chrysler infrastructure over to Fiat by Fiat, and then GM, when they were going to bail out GM, the president of the United States says, if GM will agree to find a global partner, then we will give them the stimulus package. Of course, in the good old foundations of common law, Sir William Blackstone said that you're bound to obey those upon whom you depend. In other words, we've got you captive. We're going to give you this capture money. We're going to own you. But to do this, to sell yourself into slavery, you have to find a global partner. You got to reach outside the United States and make sure somebody else is tapping into our resource. What's your take on this globalization partnership. This, it's basically a global socialist fascist. I mean, it's kind of a partnership going on. What's your take on it?
I will say something that no politician probably will say, because I am not a politician. I think that Obama hates the United States of America. And not the fields, you know, not the folk songs, not the charming smiles of young ladies, but what is the core of this country, the arrogant individualism of this country. The reason why so many people want to immigrate here is because there is no government interference, is because no one tells you how to live, is because we all know rules of the game and we try to play by the rules, and we depend on ourselves, and we want to our families to depend on us, not on the government, you know, giveaway. I believe that what Obama is trying to do, again, I don't believe that any sane politician will out of political correctness repeat it, but Obama is trying to make from us, from the United States of America, an average country. If you've heard speeches given by several of people that work with Obama or backed Obama, there is a concurrent subject that they kind of mentioned, and I would summarize it by this statement: the United States of America is the last obstacle on the way to the just society.
Ooh,
I've heard it a number of times, and I believe that they are talking about world order, where they would build this just society, but the United States, being powerful, being anti-greater good country, where person more important than the state, is an obstacle. So maybe, I'm not talking about conspiracy theory, I believe that this is what in their minds, Obama was influenced by Karl Marx, was influenced by some other Marxist theology. His friends from childhood were people who were outcasts here in the United States society. So his point of view of people who want to destroy and rebuild totally different place, and I don't want this place to be destroyed. If you ever heard International, so-called International, it's a song that was written in France and then translated in all the languages, kind of a hymn of proletarian, they say, we will destroy the old order, the old world, and from the stones that of this order, we will rebuild the new one, the just one. So I've heard exactly what we were singing every Friday and end of the week in the Russian schools.
Yeah.
We will destroy your world, and we will build our world from the stones.
One of the things that you've said, I've read comments from anarchists and Marxists who mention this justice through equality, and a lot of times this word equality, democracy, those terms are being used, and it's really part of what's necessary for a perspective to further the socialist agenda and ultimately leading to communism. I had an interview with Brian Moore, and he's a local in our broadcast area. Very nice guy. He was the guy who was the nominee for the Socialist Party in the last presidential election. That's what he was. Brian Moore mentioned that we've never in history seen where socialism, the socialistic ideal, actually performs the way this dreamed up impression they've got in their mind as it's supposed to. It's been tried out, but he said on the air with me that it's been tried but has never actually been successful.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I should just leave that there. Nobody's paying attention to that.
I have a good example. Let's use a lottery as an example. We're playing lottery in order to win big. Let's assume that after 20 years of trying, you know, you won $1 million. Hold on to celebrate. The government comes to you and says that many of your countrymen live in poor conditions and you will be allowed to keep 50,000 and the rest will go to a very honorable task to build houses for the poor. Very noble, very honorable. But you will not buy a lottery ticket in your life again, right? So it is honorable, but it destroys the idea of lottery. It think I found the trademark of socialism, two words that perfectly describe it: honorable but stupid.
Honorable but stupid. You're right. And what it comes down to, I say in my show that we've essentially, there's a pandemic of dementia that's sweeping North America and the globe. America is going insane. And that's kind of what you see. It's not rational. People are checking out their rational minds and getting spun up with passion. And they repeat some phrases to each other, a certain mantra to encourage one another. And, of course, that same mantra is being repeated in our school system, which is, of course, we've got a whole several generations now that really don't know how to think. What I find fascinating about what you're doing so far and the things that I'm reading, and even the approach that you had in this open letter to Obama, Mr. Weinstein, is that you actually deconstruct what's going on. You look at what the facts are, and you are connecting the dots right out in the open, deconstructing so it gets rid of a mythical smokescreen that's being tried, that's basically being conveyed by the current progressive movement.
I remember, I believe it was Benjamin Franklin who said, and correct me if I'm wrong, that democracy is when two wolves and one sheep sit and democratically decide whom of them they will have for dinner. And liberty is when a well-armed sheep defends himself against the wolves. So the wording, the words that they're using, the rhetoric, the demagoguery that used, because we're not educating our children and our youth, it's kind of easy to swallow stuff without thinking it's a great stuff. Yeah, let's give to everyone health, free health. Let's give to everyone why one has the right to live in a good house and another not. Let's give everyone a good house. Let's give. It's great, you know. Everyone would say, of course, let's give. But the next question will be, where do we take it? Who will finance it? How we will build it? We didn't teach our children to ask those questions. We didn't teach them, and if we didn't teach them, I mean, liberal socialistic agenda teaches them, because it's so easy and so nice, and it can be conveyed through nice stories and emotions and so on and so on. So, again, my book, and I'm ready to come and speak. I'm kind of looking for possibilities to talk to younger children, to teenagers, to younger generation, high school students, students of universities, colleges, young people, not so young people, confused, politically confused adults. I'm ready to do my part. As I said already, I cannot sit and wait what will happen. I have my two daughters. I have my grandchildren. I want them to live in a society that I dreamed about, and we were sitting on the other side of the Berlin Wall and looking at you guys with admiration and envy. And right now we are here. We had great 30 years, but suddenly you guys building here the world that we escaped from, and right. This is impossible. We cannot sit and wait. We have to go out and do something about that.
He just said that we're building the world that he escaped from. Last obstacle on the way to a just society, the United States, America, the American way. Of course, the big obstacle is Christianity. That is there. That's obviously the thing that I'm going to eventually get to in any of my discussions. And why reject it? So, I'll even for those who don't believe in Almighty God, in spite of the evidence, there's pragmatic things to think about here, folks. So is America the last obstacle on the way to a just society? How do you figure out what justice is? How do you equate or how do you define justice? How do you measure it? How do you measure it? Is there a measurement for justice? So those are the kind of things that we deal with here on the show. We get a little more substantive. Keep tuning in. We're going to hear more from Leon Weinstein and whether or not we're building the world that he escaped from. We'll be back on 104.3 FM. Tell your friends.